Grace and peace to all of you, my Father's children. We thank God for each and every one of you on this morning. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. These 15 minutes of your day, if you allow God to have reign, rule, and abide over this time with you, I declare His Word will transform you. It will change you. You will be a different person than the person that you were when you first logged into this call. And we are grateful to God for His transforming power. We are grateful to God that He loves us enough that He will give us His truth to be able to dispel anything that the enemy tries to throw at us. Join with me in a word of prayer. Gracious Father and God, we love you today and we adore you. We thank you, God, for just another day in this journey. Father, we love you today and we acknowledge that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We acknowledge that you are the great I Am. We acknowledge that you know everything there is to know about us. But yet and still, you love us anyway. Yet and still, you have a purpose and a plan for us. Yet and still, you allowed us to be a part of this portion of the redemption of man's journey in order for us to play out our purpose, our goal, the reason that we are here. Father, I pray even now, God, that you will bless these that have joined in. Bless those that are on their way. God, I pray that they have an ear to hear what you are saying to them, your church, this morning. God, I pray that all distractions will be removed. God, I pray that their minds, their hearts, their ears would be awakened and open to hear what you have to say. And God, I pray that this powerful truth would be unpacked for them, God, that they might be able to live a little better, a little differently than they would have had they not joined in. God, we love you today. We adore you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. On this morning, we're going to jump right into it to Matthew, the fourth chapter. Matthew, the fourth chapter. We're going to start right at the first verse. Matthew, the fourth chapter, starting at the first verse. Very familiar passage of scripture. I pray that you all connect in very quickly with this passage of scripture, but if you've never heard it, then we thank God for his introduction to his word on today. Matthew, the fourth chapter, starting at the first verse. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows: Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Go, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to minister to him. And the word of the Lord is blessed. I don't think I need to read it from another passage of scripture. So on this morning, I want to remind you that the devil knows the truth about you. Well, Apostle, that doesn't sound right. Shouldn't it be that God knows the truth? No. I said what I said. I need to remind you that the devil knows the truth about you. The devil knows exactly who you are. And that is exactly why he works so hard to derail you, why he works so hard to throw you off the track, why he tries so hard to trip you up. But hear me now. While the enemy tries to manipulate the truth about you to tear you down, God uses the truth to build you up, to position you, and to release you into your calling. You all, when we look at this passage, when we look at Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, we are looking at a masterclass in both attack and victory. Yeah, in both attack and victory. In this passage in Matthew 4, we see Jesus. Jesus is fresh off of from his baptism, from the affirmation of his Father, saying that in him he is well pleased. Then he is being led. After 40 days of fasting, he was led, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And during that time, he fasted for 40 days. Well, you would think that fasting builds us up. Think about it. Now, when you fast, you are fasting not to be weary, but you're fasting to be fortified, to be strengthened, to be focused. But truth be told, our natural selves are used to getting food. So we are weakened. Our body is strengthened. But our natural body, our inclinations, all of that can be a tad weakened by this fasting. And just like with us, here comes the enemy sliding in with his wiles, with his schemes, with his whispering half-truths, waiting for an opportunity to trip up Jesus. And starts in the very beginning in Matthew 4. He starts in with Jesus on even verse 3 and says, if you are the Son of God, if you're hungry, if you are who you say you are, you all, we're about to learn that Jesus didn't fall for any one of the tricks of the enemy. So let's look. He comes in and he says, if you are the Son of God, why don't you take these stones and turn them into bread? You all, the enemy uses what's true to tempt you. It wasn't that Jesus was not the Son of God. Matter of fact, he just came off of his affirmation tour. Told you, he just left his baptism not too long before. And heard directly from heaven, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The devil doesn't come at you with nonsense. He comes with what looks and feels like truth, but he twists it just enough to send you off course. When the enemy approached Jesus, he said, if you are the Son of God. Now, that wasn't a lie. Jesus is the Son of God. But the way that Satan phrased it was a slick attempt to make Jesus question the timing and the method of God's plan. And guess what? You all, the enemy will do the same thing to us. He knows our gifts. He knows our calling. He knows what we desire deep down in our heart. And he will dangle those things right in front of us. You know, he'll say things like, if you're really called, then why are you still struggling in your flesh? If you're really blessed, then why does your bank account look like that? Come on now. If God really loves you, then why hasn't he healed you by now? Yeah. See, the enemy doesn't need to lie outright to us. He just needs to twist the truth just a little until it feels like we have to go back to our moving and hustling and shaking and take matters into our own hands. He'll whisper to us when we're vulnerable, when we're hungry, when we're tired, just like he did to Jesus. But can I tell you this? Truth without trust becomes a trap. Hear me again. Truth without trust becomes a trap. And when we take the enemy's bait, we end up out of alignment with God's perfect will. You know, not only does the devil use what's true to tempt us, God uses truth to build us up. See, the enemy tears us down, but God builds us up. He doesn't use the truth to trap us, but God uses the truth to transform us. See, where the enemy speaks to our insecurities, God speaks to our identity. When the enemy said, if you are the Son of God, God already declared, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Before the wilderness ever came, Jesus had already been affirmed. And guess what? Before your wilderness showed up, God affirmed you as well. Yeah. See, the enemy will try to make you hustle to prove who you are. God's truth said you don't need to prove anything. You're already chosen. You're already loved. You're already called. The Word of God builds us up by reminding us of who we are and whose we are. God's truth doesn't come with conditions or challenges. It only comes with promises. Those promises that He will never leave us, that He will never forsake us, the promises that He who began a good work in you, glory to God, will carry it out till it is completed. He'll finish it in you. So now let's compare the two approaches. The enemy's goal is to isolate you. He caught Jesus alone in the wilderness thinking He'd be easy prey for Him. But you all, even when you are in isolation, God reminds us that we are never alone. Jesus knew that His Father was with Him, even when He was in the wilderness. The enemy uses partial truths to create doubt, when God uses the full truth to strengthen our faith. You all, Jesus answered every temptation with Scripture, cutting through the enemy's lies like a sword. You can't use your own words. You got to use the enemy's, but I'm going to get to that in a minute. Satan plays on our needs, on our desires. He told Jesus to turn the stones into bread. Why? Because Jesus was hungry. We keep looking for deep, profound things. Jesus was hungry. And so the enemy said, hey, you hungry? You got these rocks here. Just turn those into bread. You'll be cool. But God teaches us to trust Him to provide for us our needs in His timing. That's why Jesus answered by saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And you all, finally, the enemy tries to pressure us to pull the trigger prematurely. He took Jesus to the top of the mountain and tempted Him to jump, saying, your angels will catch you. But listen, hear me well. Just because you can do something doesn't mean it's God's timing for you to do it. And Jesus refused to put God to the test. And you know what? So must we. Now let's talk about how Jesus won this battle. I told you I was about to get back here. He won it because He didn't argue with the devil. He simply spoke the word with every temptation. Every temptation, Jesus responded with Scripture, not opinion. And you've got to do the same thing. You got to know the truth that God spoke over your life. If the enemy says you're not qualified, you got to declare Philippians 1:6, He who began a good work in you will complete it. If He says you're alone, you got to stand on Deuteronomy 31:6. He will never leave you nor forsake you. If the enemy tells you you are too far gone, you better shout Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You all, the enemy knows the truth about you, but guess what? So does God. God is not going to twist the truth about you. He is going to help you stand in the true truth. The key to victory is not just knowing the truth. You all, it's walking in it. And that same spirit that led Jesus into the wilderness brought him out of the wilderness in power. And if you stay faithful to God's truth, he won't just bring you through. He'll bring you out stronger than you were before. Because with the enemy meant for good harm, God will turn it around for your good. You are the enemy. Knows the truth about you. Let's pray. Gracious Father and God, we love you today. God, thank you for reminding us of your word, that there is nothing that the enemy can tell us that you have not already told us and you have not already promised us. Don't let us fall for his tricks. Don't let us even entertain what he calls the truth, because we know the living truth, and the living truth is in you and in your word. Bless us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.